beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
So much coming up here. Peter Ducey just asked Karine Jean-Pierre about Kamala's changing accent, and she pretends like it doesn't exist. Oh, okay. Yeah. No, we don't just have the video. In fact, let's just do this. While they're pulling in that clip, let's just play them again, guys. Let's just play 14 and 15 back-to-back again, because according to Karine Jean-Pierre, this just doesn't exist. There is no difference between the way Kamala Harris is talking in these two videos. There is no difference. Go ahead.
You better thank a union member for sick leave. You better thank a union member for paid leave. You better thank a union member for vacation time.
I'm going to go cook this bread.
Thank unions for sick leave. Thank unions for paid family leave. Thank unions for your vacation time.
Oh, that whiny, shrill voice. I'm going to go cook me some green now, y'all. I'm going to go cook me some greens now. Go out there to cry like some greens. I'm going to go cook me some greens. I'm going to eat some grits. I think I'm going to cook some greens and eat some grits. Oh, there's no difference. That's what she's saying now. She's talking about how she cooks. I can't even deal. This woman is so fake. So here's Peter Ducey. Do we have it at the right starting time, guys? So here's Peter Ducey asking Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, hey, what's the deal with the changing accent from the vice president?
Since when does the vice president have what sounds like a southern accent?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well,
I mean, this is...
She was talking about unions in Detroit using one tone of voice.
Is this something that
same
you think...
Same line...
Okay, Peter.
That she used the same line in Pittsburgh, and it sounded like she at least had some kind of a southern drawl.
I mean, do you hear the question that you're... I mean, do you think Americans seriously think that this is an important question? They care... You know what they care about? They care about the economy.
Oh, I hope.
They care about lowering costs.
Oh, I hope
they care
so.
About health care. That's what Americans care about.
So
that's what they want to hear.
This is something...
They care about, your colleague just asked me about democracy. Well, basically, we talked about, went back and forth about democracy and freedom.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they care about. I'm not even going to entertain some question about the press. It's just hearing it sounds so ridiculous.
Well, but hearing it is...
The question, I'm talking about the questions, is just insane.
Oh. Is that how she talks? In meetings here?
I'm just here. We're moving on. We're still moving around. Go ahead and meet.
Yeah.
Thanks. Starting with Ukraine and this recent...
Hold on. Play him again. 14 minutes. Give it to me again.
You better thank a union member for sick leave. You better thank a union member for paid leave. You better thank a union member for vacation time.
All right, dog. Cool, dog.
Because what we know...
Thank unions for sick leave. Thank unions for paid family leave. Thank unions for your vacation time.
Oh, my gosh. It's just insane. It's so great when Karine Jean-Pierre just goes, it just sounds ridiculous. Yeah. We know. No, I mean the question. No, her accent or whatever that is. She'll have a new accent by the end of the week. What, you know, here's the question. What accent, what cadence, what speech pattern is Kamala Harris going to bring to the debate next week? That's what we're going to find out.
Everybody should go to InfoWars.com. InfoWarsPhone.com right now. InfoWarsPhone.com. They have all the solar panels, all the charging stations, all the best sat phones, all the best sat radios, all the best equipment at the best prices, and they support the broadcast. InfoWarsPhone.com. I think it's a default move to do this. It's an absolute essential. And it is so important to get ready, and I'm telling myself that.
If there's an EMP attack, your cell phone's just nothing but a brick, right? And I know that even in the law enforcement part of it, that when people are, run their phone, they can turn their phone off, and for 72 hours, somebody in our group can ping that phone and track that phone for 72 hours. So you're not off the grid. So make sure you get your Faraday sleeve. Have a sat phone as a backup. If you're concerned about secure messaging, Black phone, secure end-to-end encryption.
Everybody should go to InfoWarsPhone.com right now.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, the Democrats are so desperate, specifically for the black vote, that Kamala Harris is faking an accent or trying to speak in Ebonics. And they're trying to buy off Cornel West for his endorsement. He pretty much says so here in clip two.
Did they, just one more on this, did they offer you, a cabinet position, a lower position, and offer to pay off any of your campaign debt?
Well, they offered serious substantive conversation about all of those that could lead toward some real
possible,
you know.
And
yeah, they're desperate, all right. They're desperate. What are they going to do next? What will they do next to pander? Now, it's not working. That much is clear. And I've got a lot more examples of this. You've got this one individual. This has been seen 12. This has 12 million views now on X from Vitality the Goat. Back in 2016, I used to be a never Trumper. I didn't know why. I even streaked the NBA finals with Trump sucks written across my chest. He shows the evidence here. Now he's fully endorsing Trump and campaigning for Trump. Okay. I guess the pandering from Kamala didn't work for him, or any of these other examples that we have. Here's another never Trumper explaining why he's voting Trump, clip 18.
In 2016, you would have labeled me as a never Trumper, and I was. I was very outspoken at the time against Donald Trump. I found him to be very crude. I had a major problem with his moral shortcomings, and I just didn't understand why people would follow this man. In fact, when it came time to vote, I wrote in another candidate. However, now in 2024, I will be voting for Donald J. Trump. You say, why have you changed? What has changed your mind over that time period? One thing is record. So Donald Trump still says a lot of stupid stuff. I'll be the first to admit that. He tweets some things, says some things that just make me cringe. But I'm more concerned about what a person does compared to what they say. We've had a lot of politicians that say all the right things, but they don't do any of those things. During Donald Trump's presidency, we had a better economy. You can argue that all you want. The Democrats have been in power 12 of the last 16 years, and the economy has been terrible under their leadership. The 4 years when we had a Republican, it was good. And we didn't have any wars under Donald Trump. By the way, we can compare that to the other candidate, who we also have their record. It just baffles my mind. Everybody says, this is what she's going to do and the change she's going to make. She's in power right now. We can compare record to record. And I'll tell you, I'll take Donald Trump's record any day of the week over what we've had the past 3.5 years
right
under Biden.
So he just goes on. Again, it's just common sense. These are former Trump haters now going to be voting for Donald Trump. Here, how about another one? How about another one? And then he goes further and he talks about how he's realized now how hateful liberals are, but how nice Trump supporters are in clip 28.
You spelled MAGA wrong. No, I didn't. I'm a left-leaning liberal, and MAGA has done nothing but be supportive of my independent and critical thought. Even though we may disagree on some fundamental issues, they do not treat me like like the leftists do. MAGA isn't on here making fun of my appearance, my teeth, which need work, and my beard that is apparently patchy, and my appearance, and calling me fat because I see the world a little bit differently than them. No, MAGA are my friends. They've been my friends for over a year now, when I decided to actually listen to what they were having to say, instead of just demonizing them because the media told me to. MAGA are my friends because they allow me to have a point of view that is independent and critical, even if it's not their point of view. All they care about is the content of my character, my integrity, and my respect level. Whereas the left would abuse me and call me names because I didn't see the world the same way as them anymore. And when Trump endorsed my candidate, RFK, the guy I love, that showed me that they care about how I feel as well. Whereas the left does not care about how I feel. It's a dictatorship about how you're supposed to feel. I was wrong about MAGA. I used to criticize MAGA and Trump supporters a while ago on my channel, a couple years ago. And I was completely wrong about them. Completely wrong. They are very patriotic people that care deeply about this country. They care about the rights of people, the individual rights. The only difference is they're not going around virtue signaling about it. They're just living it. They don't need the virtue signal. They just do it. So for anyone that wants to suggest to me as a former leftist that MAGA is the evil one and the leftists are the good guys, you are mistaken. Leftists are the bad guys. These are good and decent human beings. And I'm not apologizing for it.
Now, I want to point something else out before we go to the next video here. And again, I play this stuff to counter the mainstream media propaganda and the AstroTurf and the fake hype for Kamala Harris and all these polls and all this other garbage. Kamala Harris is not popular. The Democrat Party is not gaining voters. And I'm working on getting a guest now. It's kind of tough to work around her schedule, but she's done the background research. All of these phony accounts that are saying, oh, I've been a Republican my whole life, or, oh, I've voted Republican my whole life. You can go back and check the records, folks. It's all lies. They were never registered Republicans. And they never donated to Republicans. So they just, the Democrats just pay these people, and it's all fake. That's organic stuff. Now, I point this out, too, because this is important. And this is a video we just played from TikTok, and I got another one coming up. And there's a bunch of popular TikTok accounts. So there's kind of all these different communities now on the internet. You got the people that like TikTok. You got the people that like Instagram. You got the people that like X. YouTube and Facebook have kind of died for political content, quite frankly. You have some big things on YouTube, and it's still the biggest video viewing platform on the internet. But most people that want to do political commentary can't do YouTube anymore because they just get censored for everything. So you either censor yourself to stay on YouTube or you get censored and you're not on YouTube. Now, TikTok censors a lot still. We just had a caller last week talking about how you can't upload any InfoWars content to TikTok or you get flagged. So why do I say this? Because the claim is that X is a right-wing, basically like a right-wing dome of just right-wing echo chambers. And I don't think that's the case at all. Now, maybe more right-wingers use X than left-wingers, but I think that's because, generally speaking, there's more people that are right-leaning in this country than left-leaning. And for so many years, we've had the false representation in the mainstream media, on all these social media accounts to make you think that if you're a right-winger, you're in the minority when the exact opposite is true. So now that you have something that's the closest thing to organic exchanges on the internet without censorship, without rigged algorithms, what do you find out? Oh, right-wing politics are actually way more popular than left-wing politics. Now, the only source that you could find to prove this point, and I talk about it all the time, just because this is kind of where I exist, and that's talk radio or podcasts. There's like, if you looked at the top 50 talk show hosts in politics, 49 of them are right wing. Well, how do you explain that? Because there's no there is no market for left wing talk radio. There is no market for left wing podcasting. So you have like five, and then you have the mainstream media. And really, these left-wing liberal talk show hosts, most of them are just funded by the Democrat Party. Or they get views on YouTube because people just like trashing them and taking their content out for their own shows to rip on them. So that was kind of my organic proof. But now that you have X, which is maybe still rigged, some censorship, some other stuff that goes on, but it's like small scale compared to what it once was, or small scale compared to YouTube or Facebook or the mainstream news, it's the closest thing to organic political conversation that you can get. Oh, what do you know? Right-wing politics are dominating it. And so the liberals on there are stunned now because they're getting crushed, and they're saying, well, this is just a right-wing echo chamber. So this is going on TikTok. It's not just X. It's on TikTok. So this is an individual who doesn't even do politics. Not normally, at least. Stephen Hilton, not the guy that goes on Fox News, by the way, although this guy is a foreigner too. So this guy just has a popular TikTok account. He just has random commentary, fun stuff, off the wall stuff. And he's like, well, you know, I'm curious about this political thing, so I'm just going to ask my followers what they think about politics or where they're at on politics. So this is on TikTok. This is not on X. This is on TikTok. Are people claiming TikTok is a right-wing echo chamber too? So listen to this individual's account. Again, he's not political. He'll explain it all in these two video clips. We've put them together, and this is how it goes.
Oh, my God, dude. Check out the comments on my last page. Last page?
Hold on a second. This is supposed to be 21. Are we playing 20 and then 21, or do we need to reverse that? Okay, yeah, go ahead. Just play it again because it's better with the explainer in front of it. Yeah, there you go.
I'm definitely trying to stay out of political stuff because it makes me go a little bit mental. But I will say one thing. Doesn't it look like the Kamala bunch are just plagiarizing all of Donald Trump's ideas now on top of criminalizing him and making sure that no one can vote for him because the way they've deployed the justice system on him is nuts. And then on top of that, they're taking all of his policies now and plagiarizing them. Right? Am I wrong? If I'm wrong, please let me know in the comments. I just dipped my foot in for 1 second to what was going on, and I was like, whoa, wait, come on. Simultaneously prosecuting him. And how is she now a media darling? Everyone thought she sucked, right? What's going on? Please let me know in the comments.
So now the comments.
Oh my God, dude. Check out the comments on my last page. Last page? Last post. Check out the comments on my last... That's a land slide. That's a land slide. Now, a lot of people here, I've never voted in my life. I'm not political. I've never voted in my life. But I do like to call out insane corruption and plagiarism and trying to jail someone and trying to assassinate someone and then denying it ever happened. I can't keep quiet about that because that's insane to me. But look at the amount of people who've gone from one side to the other because of recent events. Look, go and look at my last post and look at there's 10,000 comments. Look at all the people that have changed. And I assume that a lot of people that on this page are not political like me. And, you know, I used to be liberal. Now I don't know. I can't do that now. So now I'm like wandering in the middle ground.
So 99% of the comments in the video that you saw before where he's asking people, and there's a third video, I just didn't play it for the sake of time, but he says, hey, I'm curious where people are at. I noticed the Democrats have changed. I noticed liberals aren't what they used to be. Where are you at? He gets 10,000 comments, 10,000 replies. 99% of them are pro-Trump. That's on TikTok. So even if they want to argue, okay, X is a right-wing echo chamber. No, I think it's a real accurate representation of American politics, but fine. That's on TikTok. Is TikTok a right-wing echo chamber too? So it really makes you wonder. And look, if that's a non-political page. That's a non-political page. And so these are non-political people that are realizing this. These are non-political people that are realizing what a joke the Democrats have become, what thieves they've become, what liars they've become. These are non-political people. And they get it. They see it. So that's what I'm saying. If they steal this thing from Trump, folks, this isn't going to be like 2020 when it's the most informed people that follow this stuff that see it. It's going to be 60% of the population. But, it makes you wonder, doesn't it? If we actually had, let's say you had an election with zero voter fraud, none, only legal votes, only one legal vote, one person, one vote. That's it. Would the Democrats have any power at all? I'm serious. You see stuff like that and it makes you wonder. And especially after 2020, I mean, you've always kind of had some instincts that, how does Maxine Waters stay in power for decades? How does Nancy Pelosi stay in power for decades? How do these hacks, Al Green, how do these people stay in power? How do they keep winning elections? Nobody likes them. How do they keep winning elections? It makes you wonder. And then you see something like that and you just scratch your head. I wonder if there was zero voter fraud, none at all, how many elections the Democrats could actually win. I already know what would happen. If you got rid of gerrymandering, the Democrats would never win the House ever again. And if you went back to the originalist interpretation of how the Senate was selected, the Democrats would never control the Senate either. Do you understand that? People need to know, if the Democrats didn't gerrymander and sliver votes from the inner cities out into the counties, and they have it all perfectly measured, so they know, well, we can take 10,000 votes here, 10,000 votes there, 10,000 votes there. We only need to win the cities by 51% to win these House seats. And then if we just fraction up enough here in the gerrymandering, we can take these county seats too. It doesn't do the Democrats any good to win the inner cities by 80, 90% and then lose all the counties. They never control the House. So they gerrymander. That's why you have these ridiculous looking districts, squiggly lines and hooks and spirals and bananas, and that's so the Democrats can sliver votes off the cities that they win 80%, and then they win the cities by maybe 60%, and then they win the counties by 2, 3%, and then they win House seats. If the Democrats could not gerrymander votes out of the cities, and you know how they justify this? Because it's racist to not do it. So if you have a county that's 80% white that votes Republican, that's racist. So you have to pull out black votes from the city so that you get equal representation. Well, that's not equal representation at all. It's the exact opposite. It's saying, no. If you got a white community over here, they can't decide. Black people get to decide their fate too. So the Democrats would never win the House if they couldn't gerrymander extra House seats out of the inner city. They would not win the House one time. Zero times, never. And if you went to the originalist way the Senate was elected, the Democrats would never win the Senate. They probably would never even have 20 senators. Exactly. So it's really fair to say the Democrats' power in this country has never been legitimate. Never. Democrats' power in the House has never been legitimate. Democrats' power in the Senate has never been legitimate. And Joe Biden's presidency was never legitimate. It's an illegitimate party with illegitimate power. It is the biggest criminal organization in the history of this country. And they have to be defeated in 2024. And then they have to be defeated permanently if we're going to save this country. And so that's what's so beautiful about the RFK endorsement. That's what's so beautiful to me. And I get it. I'm not a purist. To the purists out there, they're pulling their hair out. Oh, I can't vote for Donald Trump anymore. Okay, well, why don't you put a Democrat then in the White House that wants to put, what do they call them, guys? Biddy Packers into your kids' pants. That's so, oh, yeah, you showed us. Do you know about that one? No, it's not Tim Walz wanting to put tampons in the boys' bathroom. That's freaky enough. No, Democrats want to put little plastic penises into baby girls' pants, and they call it a biddy packer. Yeah. Democrats want to reach down kids' pants into their underwear and put a little toy in it. Or they want to take your kid, they want to take your son out of school, not tell you, genitally mutilate him, and if you don't like that, then they take the kid from you. No, I understand that the purists out there, they don't like what's going on right now in the Republican Party on some of these issues. They're missing the bigger picture. This is about taking out the Democrat Party politically permanently. So we've all got to coalesce. That's why RFK Jr.'s endorsement of Trump and the Unity Party right now is so important. The Democrat Party has to, they're an illegitimate party. They've had illegitimate power for my entire life. They have to go. And then once we kind of remove them politically from the map, then you'll get your political right wingers that are purists. You'll kind of have your socially liberal but politically right wingers over here. And then you'll have your outright communists over here. And that's where a healthy republic would go politically from here on out. But if the Democrats are still going to steal elections and gerrymander to steal House seats and rewrite the way the Senate is chosen so they can win that too, and just steal it with the cities just like they do everything else. See, and that's why the Founding Fathers were so brilliant. They saw this. They saw this over 200 years ago, how population-dense areas could be used to rig elections and steal the fate of the country. And so that's why they wrote the Electoral College into our system. That's why House representatives were supposed to select the Senate. That's why gerrymandering is illegal. And the Democrats just do it all. And they say, well, we're fighting racism. No, they're stealing your country. They're stealing your country. But it'll be different this go around. I'm telling you right now, it will be different this go around, folks. If they steal this deal, everybody's going to know it. It's going to be so obvious. It couldn't be more obvious if I went to the grocery store in a t-shirt and stuffed a frozen turkey down my pants and walked out of there. I mean, that's how ridiculous this is going to have to be. But hey, maybe Kamala Harris can win it because apparently she cooks a mean greens. So maybe that's her deal. I cook a mean greens. I'm going to Detroit. I'm cooking greens. Everybody get Kamala Green up here.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Obviously, silver's doing way better than gold in growth, and it's way undervalued. That's a fact. Why then are the central banks mainly hoarding gold?
Well, because there's simply not enough silver, right? It's like if you've got central banks that start allocating into silver when it's $30 an ounce and they want to have it be part of their reserves, it's like, okay, there's not enough silver in the world to do that, right? So they have to do gold because it's $2,400 an ounce, not $30 an ounce. Right, so this is why
they've
central
got so many quadrillions
gold.
Of fake money. There's not there's too much fiat to even buy the silver, which I would say then means silver still will always be the thing that grows the most.
Oh, so silver historically the numbers prove out that when gold is in a bull market, which it is, we're near all time highs. Silver does better than gold, so silver grows faster, and there's a reason why. Silver and gold both act as barometers to government distrust, right? It's the worse things get, the better financial metals do. They're a flight for safety. But what silver has that gold doesn't is it's a manufacturing metal. It's used in industry. So in aerospace, in defense, in electronics, in solar power, electric vehicles, all of that. The demand for silver is through the roof, Alex, and we're just taking advantage of that. And imagine what silver will do with Trump being president, somebody who actually grows the economy rather than having a stagnant economy. The industrial need for silver is absolutely going to explode.
Now, you're right. Silver is the closest thing to a silver bullet. That's why they call it a silver bullet. People should go to kpm.com/gold right now and get silver now. We'll be right back.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
It's Kamala's Greens that are going to win this election for her. She's going to need a bigger bathtub. Flip 22.
I have a friend who had a Christmas party Christmas Eve every year. And she asked me to make the greens for a party every year. And I am not lying to you that I would make so many greens that I'd need to wash them in the bathtub. I'm telling you the truth.
So how do you make your greens? Do you put turkey in them? Do you
bacon.
Nice.
I do bacon.
She just puts
garlic.
Vinegar.
I put white vinegar. Yes. I slice up my garlic. Uh-huh. Well, but no, first I fry, chop up the
yeah,
bacon and get all that fat going. Then I put garlic, some chili peppers, and then a lot of water and some, a little chicken stock, and I let it go for a while.
Is she really that short,
before I put the greens in. And then, right, so you get that going and all that flavor, and then I put the greens in for a couple hours. Then I do vinegar, and then I cheat and do a little Tabasco.
No, that's okay.
Yeah, because but Tabasco of all, like I like Louisiana hot sauce.
Oh yeah, she got the Tabasco probably in her purse.
Vinegar, yeah. And that's how I do my greens.
I see why you get invited every year.
Does anybody believe that, by the way? Oh, come on. Does anybody believe that? I think she's making it up. I think the whole thing is made up. I'll tell you, where do you think Kamala Harris learned how to cook her greens? Was it her Indian mother? Or her Jamaican father? Where do you think she got that tradition from? I'm just curious. Do I think she's lying about it? I think she's making it up, just like everything else. Just like everything else. She didn't work at McDonald's. She probably even never took the school bus. She said Joe Biden kept her from riding the school bus because she was a little black girl. She probably made that up. So when she's with Mindy, what's her name, guys? Mindy Kaling, she's an Indian and she cooks Indian food and that's what she does. And when she's with a black woman, she talks about how she cooks her greens. And what is she going to do? If she goes to a white deal, is she going to talk about her mayo sandwich? You got Joe Biden, he goes to a black family's house. He says, look, I got fried chicken. What level of pandering will come next from Kamala Harris? Try to wrap your mind around that. Try to wrap your head around that. Does anybody for one second believe Kamala Harris cooks greens every Christmas at her friend's party? Does anybody believe that's true? Actually, so it's like Kamala, she can't even decide. She grew up poor. She grew up rich. She grew up Indian. She grew up black. She doesn't even know. It was actually Kamala Harris who said, how dare we celebrate Christmas? So how dare Kamala Harris celebrate Christmas? How dare Kamala Harris hop in a bathtub, or maybe it was a jacuzzi now. I don't know. Maybe she cooked so many greens she had to get in her friend's pool. But she dared to celebrate Christmas when she scolded you for celebrating Christmas. I don't believe any of it. I think she makes it all up. I think this woman has been going around doing one thing and one thing only for her entire life, and that's doing whatever it takes to climb the political ladder. So if she thinks it's going and doing an Indian cooking show, she does an Indian cooking show. If she thinks it's talking about how she cooks greens, it's cooking greens. If she thinks it's talking in Ebonics in a crowd in Detroit, then that's what it is. If she thinks it's getting on her knees under Willie Brown's desk, then she'll get the knee pads out. I believe that's what this woman has done her entire life since she was 22. All she's done is just tried to climb the ladder for power. That's it. Man. She's like the fake black Hillary. Hillary Clinton's probably more black than she is. Remember, Hillary Clinton carried hot sauce in her purse, guys. Good Lord. Gold Star families, specifically those that died during the Afghanistan debacle, have a message for Kamala Harris. This is a anti-Harris campaign ad, and it's actually shared by Elon Musk on X. A message from Gold Star families to Kamala Harris in clip 23.
Vice President Harris.
Vice President Harris.
Vice President Harris. My name is Steve Nakui. I'm the father of Lance Corporal Kareem M. Nakui.
My name is Jim McCollum. I am the Gold Star father of United States Marine Corps Lance Corporal Riley McCollum.
This is Mark Schmitz, Gold Star father of Marine Lance Corporal Jared Schmitz.
My name is Darren Hoover, and I'm the Gold Star father of United States Marine Corps Staff Sergeant Taylor Hoover.
My daughter-in-law, Sergeant Nicole Leanne G., was killed in the Afghanistan exit at Abbey Gate.
Our kids were murdered because of your administration.
You were not at Dover for the dignified transfer. And no time have you reached out to me to offer your condolences, to offer thank you for Kareem's sacrifice and service.
You have 13 families who have been waiting over 3 years to so much as get a phone call, to so much as hear our kids' names said aloud.
You failed for 3 years and 8 months to acknowledge our kids.
Where were you and Joe Biden on August 26, 2024? Nowhere near Arlington Cemetery. You couldn't be bothered to be with us or even say our kids' names, just as you had done for the last 3 years.
Vice President Harris, I ask you, why won't you return a call and explain to us how you call my daughter-in-law's death a success? President Trump has called. President Trump shows up. President Trump takes the time to hear our loved one's stories.
We invited him to be there.
These are the only memories we get to make with our son, and it is you who is playing politics and trying to detract from our memories made that day.
President Trump has been there for us. He's been a rock for us. He showed compassion for us, and he showed he truly cares for the families that truly do know what the ultimate sacrifice really is.
So that Trump-Vance ad, by the way, those Gold Star families have done so much work campaigning for Trump. That's one of many ads. They've done interviews. They did this other compilation. I mean, that really speaks volumes. And again, that was shared by Elon Musk. Other good news on that front. Washington Post is freaking out. Elon Musk eyes roll on Donald Trump's Government Efficiency Commission, and they're saying that Trump wants to tap Musk to be in charge of an audit into all of these federal bureaucracies and their spending. So obviously, I would fully support that, and he wants Musk to lead the commission to comb through the government's books. Audit the Fed. We've been saying that for years. Audit the Fed. Audit the Fed. Trump eyes plan that may give Elon Musk a role in auditing U.S. agencies. Please. Yes. So another reason to support Donald Trump getting into the White House.
COVID vax causes more heart damage than COVID virus and brain, blood, immune cancer, reproductive study. I mean, there's so many of these studies. What do you make of that?
This finally settled the question, Alex. The COVID vaccine causes myocarditis in young people, not the infection. It's a government false narrative. It's been propagated through the American College of Cardiology and other agencies that the infection causes myocarditis. It doesn't.
Looking at this, then, we see these headlines constantly. When you follow the article, there's no link, there's no proof. It just says COVID's a greater risk of heart problems than the shot, and they just lie.
It's essentially a giant medical lie perpetrated by the American College of Cardiology, the CDC, the NIH. This is a false narrative. No confirmed cases by adjudication or autopsy. Right. No hospitalizations and deaths. But the vaccine, I'm a cardiologist, Alex. I am knee deep in people with vaccine myocarditis causing heart failure. The vaccines do cause heart arrhythmias in some. It's inflammation in the heart, atrial fibrillation, sometimes ventricular arrhythmias.
COVID shots can enlarge and weaken the heart. Another study.
Heart failure can be an outcome of subclinical myocarditis. It's very important for people to realize they may not feel chest pain initially, but then they have the onset of effort intolerance, a pulmonary edema, congestion, and leg swelling. I have cases from Austin, Alex, referred up to my office. It's vaccine myocarditis and heart failure. They need treatment for this. The go-to is McCullough Protocol based spike protein detoxification with supplements available through onlinehealthnow.com.
Onlinehealthnow.com.
We have ample data now suggesting every cancer is increasing worldwide in virtually every organ system, and it's related to COVID-19 vaccines.
Now, I'm glad, Dr. McCullough, that you brought up how to detox, either whether you got COVID in the wild, which you know is a lot less from the studies, bad as taking the shots. But if you want to detox from it, you're one of the top research doctors out there, one of the, if not the most published. You have actually developed something, come up with something available at onlinehealthnow.com that you're saying is the go-to here. Spend a few minutes telling us about that anti-spike protein protocol.
It's the base of what we do now in long COVID and vaccine injury syndromes. It's caused because of accumulation of the spike protein from the infection, and in a massive doses from the vaccine, it gets stuck in the human body. We need to assist the body in clearing the spike protein. We have several years of observation, multiple peer-reviewed publications on this, very good support for doing this. It's nattokinase, which is a natural enzyme derived from the fermentation of soy. Japanese discovered it. Bromelain, a family of enzymes derived from the stems of pineapple. And then lastly, curcumin, derived from turmeric and Indian spice. These are all in capsule format. We give them in combination in between meals, and we're using accelerating doses. People are doing this across the world right now, Alex.
So you build up.
And we build up. Now listen, the initial starting doses were 2,000 units twice a day of natto. We're now going to 4,000 twice a day. We do give them in addition to blood thinners, and we have found sometimes it's the only way to dissolve the blood clots. When people get large vaccine blood clots, the blood thinners just hold it steady. They don't dissolve them. We actually have to give thrombolytic enzymes. That's McCullough protocol-based spike protein detoxification.
And people can find out all the details of that at onlinehealthnow.com.
That's the go-to place. The wellness company provides, really the leading quality and the leading formulation. So the spike formulation has not only nattokinase, but five minor ingredients. We combine that with the curcumin and the bromelain for what we think is the ultimate spike detox trio. OnlineHealthNow.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Problem is about to reach an unbelievable level if it's not addressed by law enforcement. The problem is law enforcement has been neutered by Democrat Party policies and Democrats defunding them. So we'll talk about that in a second. And we've got a situation developing in Chicago, similar to what's going on in Aurora. And then you have sheriffs warning about what could happen if this is not stopped. But the truth is, I think it's probably already crossed the threshold. I mean, when you're talking about 12 million people crossing the border illegally, you've already got thousands, if not tens of thousands, of gang members. I mean, I would even say you've got tens of thousands of Venezuelan gang members, and that's just from one country. I mean, who knows what else you're getting? El Salvador, wherever else. But, Trump was right again. Venezuela opened its prisons and sent its prisoners here. And the U.S. taxpayer paid for the entire trip and paid for them to be facilitated when they got into the country, and now they're going to watch them engage in their gang activity, organized retail crime, organized home burglaries, and now they are taking over apartment complexes, armed takeovers of apartment complexes, and the cops don't even know what to do. So we'll address that in a second here. And we'll get to some other odds and ends before we do that in the next hour, because I'm going to need some extra time to cover all of that. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you enjoy this show, if you enjoy the Alex Jones Show, if you enjoy the American Journal with Harrison Smith every morning, we offer 10 hours of live political commentary and breaking news every weekday here at InfoWars, plus bonus on weekends as well. And that's all thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And so it's not just me that you see. There's a great crew behind me that makes everything possible here. So if you like these shows, we hope you will support us by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. We make it easy on you because we have great products like Bodies, Vitamin Z Plus, Zinc, Nitric Boost, Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, the entire InfoWars MD line, 25% off. You know, cardiovascular health, heart health should be a top issue for people. You should think about that, especially if it runs in the family. But really, everybody should be thinking about cardiovascular health. And we've got the answer for your question, what am I doing about my cardiovascular health? We've got the answer. It's Nitric Boost, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, or it's VasoBeat Complete, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I prefer VasoBeat Complete for blood flow just because I'm taking enough capsules every day. And the VasoBeat Complete is simple. You can just squeeze a couple droppers into a glass of water, a glass of juice, or just if you like the taste of beets, it's basically just concentrated beet juice. Everybody knows how healthy beets are for you. And so you can just go ahead and just two droppers and just swallow it or put it under the tongue. Or just put it into a glass of water or juice or a pre-workout, whatever you want. So I really like VasoBeat Complete, the concentrated beet juice. Nitric Boost, though, is doctor recommended by doctors that come on the show. They're not even solicited. They just talk about how great it is. But what are you doing for your cardiovascular health? We've got the answer at InfoWarsStore.com. Both those products, 40% off, VasoBeat Complete and Nitric Boost at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's your support there that keep us on the air. Oh, and a perfect five-star review. How do you like that? A perfect five-star review. All right. Donald Trump talking about the Epstein client list on a podcast this weekend, clip 26.
But a lot of big people went to that island. But fortunately, I was not one of them.
It's just very strange for a lot of people that the list of clients that went to the island has not been made public.
Yeah, it's very interesting, isn't it? Probably will be, by the way. Probably.
So if you're able to, you'll be...
Yeah, I'd certainly take a look at it. Now, Kennedy's interesting because it's so many years ago. You know, they do that for danger, too, because, you know, it endangers certain Talking people, et cetera, et cetera. So Kennedy... is very different from the Epstein thing. But yeah, I'd be inclined to do the Epstein. I'd have no problem with it.
Now, the Epstein client list and the case files, a lot of them, were sealed by a judge until 2023. And now there's no real political movements. There's no political will to release the files and to release the court cases. So basically the judge was able to silence that from happening, and now there's just no political will to do so. So Trump could change that. And then he talks about JFK too, and he talks about how that's a different situation. You know, I think for Donald Trump, and by the way, I can't even keep up with this guy. It's really easy to keep up with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, both of them, because they don't do much. I mean, Joe Biden does nothing. I go find a video of him at the beach. Okay, that's Joe Biden for the day. Harris maybe does 3-4 political events a week, but they're nothing burgers. They're nothing. Then she talks about cooking greens. So, I mean, it's really easy to keep. I can't keep up with Donald Trump. He's doing town halls. He's doing at least a podcast interview a day. It pops up on talk radio randomly. You can't even keep up with this guy. But if I'm Donald Trump, this is a winning issue. I would just hit the Jeffrey Epstein list. I would hit it during your campaigns. Talk about releasing it. I mean, how much time you want to commit to that, or if you just want to do a mention. But then you segue into the missing children, at least 320,000 missing children from the southern border under Biden-Harris. And then lean into that. So, I mean, maybe you don't really lean into the Epstein list, but I would mention the Epstein list and say, we're going to release this. We're going to stop the child sex trafficking. and then get into the 320,000 minimum. That's just what we know. Who knows what the real number is? 320,000 missing children at the southern border in the Biden-Harris border policy. 320,000. What happened to all the children? Where are all the missing children? So I would put that into every campaign speech that he does. Talk about releasing the Epstein files so that America gets the truth. Maybe just hit your couple lines on that in the speech and then segue that into the missing children at the southern border. Where are they? And then you hammer the Harris border plan, which I guess is Trump's border plan now, but you hammer Kamala Harris for the border policy that allowed 320,000 that we know of children to go missing. I mean, folks, if 1%, I don't even know how you could measure it. If 1% of those children end up being sex trafficked, you're talking about hundreds of children. You're talking about if it's 10%, I mean, you can't even imagine. And then what happens to them? So you've got to just, that needs to be stamped on Harris's head. People need to see Kamala Harris and they need to see that phony face and think 320,000 missing children. Every time they see her, like it's stamped on her forehead, 320,000 missing children. But see, they'll never do a real interview on TV. She's not going to take questions from the press because she's not just running a campaign. She's the current vice president. Kamala Harris, what happened to the 320,000 kids at the border? Oh, she's got headphones in. Kamala, what's going on at the border? What are the root causes? She's not there. So you don't even have a president or a vice president right now. Effectively. Funny, the country's actually being run better without Biden-Harris, which says a whole lot. I mean, there need to be campaign ads. I would get a 60, even a 30-second campaign ad is all you need. Kamala Harris and 320,000 missing children at the southern border need to go hand in hand in the next 62 days. Everybody needs to know that.
I talk a lot about the high-quality supplements at InfoWarsStore.com and the great things they'll do for your health, your vitality, your stamina, your libido, your focus, your clarity. And I tend to talk about our best-selling products from InfoWars, MD, the Nitric Boost, the Turmeric 95, the amazing CBD gummies, and 1,000-milligram tincture. It's about as strong as it gets, highest quality. But these other products are excellent as well, and they're getting rave reviews. Let's talk about some of these other great products from InfoWars, MD, at InfoWarsStore.com. Superfood Greens, just a super high-quality equivalent to some of the best sellers that are out there. It's got a whole bunch of superfoods in it. You get everything you need in one big dose, with all the key cofactors and things that a basic vitamin mineral type system may not have in it. It is a superfood. We also, of course, have Good Night Sleep, just a good, high-quality, natural, herbal sleep system that gives you deep sleep that's so good for your immune system. But, of course, Nerve Renew helps your nerves be healthy and helps a lot with pain. People really, really love Nerve Review. Then we've got probiotic formula, an excellent probiotic. That's so critical to your health because just the chlorine in tap water, if you're drinking that or showering in it, you know, kills the natural flora in your gut. Better Mood really gives you a clean, focused mindset, just does amazing things. And then, of course, I'm really excited about ashwagandha with black pepper. This is an adaptogen, ashwagandha, your brain, your heart, your mental clarity, your mood, your immune system. It just basically does everything. Ashwagandha is simply incredible. And then, of course, prostate support with the saw palmetto and more that's on record being so good for your prostate. These are just some of the products available at InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. So please do what thousands of others have done. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out the InfoWars MD line. Thank you for the support. Check out the products.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.